Oya tad rejin sare. Da ka khale so oya ya. Ta kaza na seji tus ja ne. Ma ta kaza na na tu she mo chi ta ne ne ta yeje ni ba te. Lo la ta tu ta koma ka she san ze sho gu ju ma re lo. Sama ni sama me be lo ni yes. Sama la mo so sama de jes pa ni sama ni yes. Ra ri ma de. Sen ji 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 on she na tshe be chap. An ro wa ye shi ta ye shi ta na ju me so na tshe ma de ni ni yes.
So then the next object possessor is the mind. It says there are two kinds of valid... So there are two kinds of mind. There's a valid cognizer and non-valid cognizer. There are two kinds of valid cognizers, valid direct perceiver and valid inferential cognizers. They do not assert the self-cognizing, cognizer direct perceiver, sense consciousness is sentient, insentient beings, continuum are provided by mistaken consciousness. Mental consciousness and a yogic direct perceivers can be either mistaken or non-mistaken.
Uh-huh.
So they're all very similar to the previous schools.
Ni lula nanjo myeso la chishe yinba da manche men chiba nyi yose yad karse na ni lula manche men shiba la tonyo tobe lo yin kogu yore. Tende yinza pabe jeji mataba myeso do tobe lo to soya nanjo myeso re ten chishe re yose kene ko.
And so here it says the mental consciousness and the yogic direct perceiver can be either mistaken or non-mistaken. So in this system, the Prasangika Madhyamika school, you know, if it is a mind that is not realizing the emptiness, then that is mistaken. So therefore, even in the Arya being's mind, you know, which realizes the impermanence, it's still a mistaken mind. Even though that mind, you know, which directly perceives the impermanence is a mistaken mind.
Karjana Rajiba Mechegi, Nursum Yena, Toba Tashi Matavi Shibasa Goya, Dilula, Nursum Yenaya, Tisha Jaya Goya, Katina Chiba.
And if it is in other schools, like below the Pasanga, Savatandaka Madhyamika school, they say that if it is a direct perception, then it has to be non mistaken. But in this school, even the direct perception can be mistaken. And then the inferential cognizer, they are also like, you know, like before, inferenced by the fame, the belief, and so forth, like the others.
That look the la, ane, dami ni kele var. Kanda ka dami ta, chu dami ni. Teni ki cheva kari jawa si ne, teni cheva kuri jawa yes.
And then so in this school, there are two different kinds of selflessnesses: the selflessness of person and selflessness of phenomena. And the difference of the selflessnesses are posited by the basis, you know, of the emptiness.
Oh yeah. Tongji chi chi ganza rwa ane rangu de tebe tomba te ganza ga dame chamo. Tongji chi chi ganza mayin be chu kande ji na ye te rangu de tebe tomba ane chu ji dame chamo si o ti cheva jang.
And so the basis of the emptiness, the subject, you know, the basis of the emptiness, that is the person which is empty of existing from his own sight, you know, is the selflessness of person. And the basis of the emptiness and any other things other than person that is empty of existing from his own side, you know, is the selflessness of phenomena.
Oh yeah.
And then, just as there are two selflessness, there are two grasping at the selves, the self of phenomena and self of person. So, taking the person as the inferent, the referent object, you know, taking the person as the referent object and grasping that as existing from its own side, you know, is the grasping at the person. Grasping at the self of person, and then taking any object that is other than the person as its referent object, and then grasping it as existing from its own side is the grasping of the self, a phenomenon.
Oh, yeah, that's it. So, ane, lam gombe toji pangu yaga pangjala, nyedu de shidu nyis. Rwa, nyedi dachombe kombo taba dan, anja dachombe kombo taba tise, ane, nyedu chasam pangu res, seba, rajiba meche chipari. Ane, rwa, sanji ji kombo matoba da, shidu pangtoku ma res, ane, lavi.
And then the object of abandonments, you know, through the through meditating or practicing the path, the two abandonments are abandoned. So the object of abandonments are deluded, you know, obstacles, and the obstacles to the omniscience, obstruction to the omniscience. And so the deluded obstructions are abandoned by the, you know, by depending on the hearers and the soul to rise his path. But the obstruction to the omniscient is not abandoned until one achieves the full enlightenment. And the three vehicles, like the hearers, soul to rise his path, and Mahayanas, they have, there is no difference in terms, you know, of the view that is meditated on.
Gomje tawala cheva mena teva chichu cheva kani jayo marasena sinji ge to ane tabji chala cheva yo anza ta di chane teva chichu cheva mure yesu.
So if there is no difference in terms of the view that is meditated on, then how they are differentiated is by depending on the mind that is associated with those mind realizing, you know, realizing the emptiness or the view. So the mind that is in association with that, you know, other kind of like the matter aspect, you know, the matter aspect of the mind that is associated, you know, with the wisdom aspect of the mind.
Kanza rik umbo tobo kashi tambo nyeti ji lam nga rinba zi dhaya chi nyeti dha chumbe kumbo tobo. Tene shansi tsongla na shio ne tene peke sanji ji kumbo ya tobe tene gizik chi yungu ya res. Tene ge nyeti dha chumbe ne kasi ne nyendo pang chara re. Ene rwa tene ji ya 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 dode kandi kasa. Sa jeva mato yu pata ne shidu pang yang gozu u ma res kuzo.
And so in the school they believe that they are like the dull faculty practitioners, that they go through the hearer's path. And the hearer path, they complete the hearer's path, and then after that they enter into the Mahayana path. You know, they enter into the Mahayana path. And so since they have already abandoned the obstruction to, you know, the deluded obstructions in the hearer's path, and so they enter into the Mahayana path, and until they have reached the eighth ground, they will not strive, you know, to abandon the obstruction to omniscience.
Oh yeah. So, Jeva Thoba Neta, Jeneta, Shidu Panyagam Gotu, Shidu Gunyambo, and it only was to the Logom, then Shidu Kogrimaj in the Panin, and the Sanji Kumotoyata, not at the days.
So then, so when they reach the eighth ground, then they start to abandon the obstruction to omniscience, so by meditating on the emptiness directly, and they, you know, they start to abandon the ninth round, the obstruction to omniscience.
Mm-hmm. And the Tambo de Tebachimilana Shugne, Teja Tolam, the Tolam, Gonazimbaz, and the Nongiji.
Even those who enter into the Mahayana path from the beginning, you know, without going through the hero's path or soul to dwellers' path, just, you know, entering into the Mahayana path from the beginning, even those, you know, don't start to abandon the obstruction to omniscience until they reach the eighth ground. So only once they have reached the eighth ground, then they will start to and abandon the and so when they have reached the, so those, you know, who entered the Mahayana path from the beginning, so those when they have reached the eighth ground, they have already abandoned the deluded obstacles or deluded obstruction, and then they start to abandon the obstruction to omniscience.
Right. Then Sajavan is Sagava, Sagavane, Sajiva, Sajivi Kitin Tamatel, Sajaka Lamotella, and Parchi Manam say. The Baton Yuman sort of been much yard day, and she the Tamatamatic winning when it did it. Then she do Tammy Munin Shane, and a Kitini Balance, Sanjikum top the rest.
And then so they go through the eighth ground, then the ninth ground, and the tenth ground, and the tenth ground, the final. You know, the end of the tenth ground is called the uninterrupted path. So uninterrupted path is the mind, or the mind realizing the emptiness, as the mind in the realizing emptiness, and that uninterrupted path now will will act as the opponent power, and then abandon the subtle of the subtle obstruction to omniscience. And then after soon after he abandon, you know, he or she, the practitioner abandoned that, and in the second moment, you know, reach the state of full enlightenment.
Oh, yeah.